Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Happiest Monday I've had in a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's happened?
I don't know. I feel good today.
You know
I think
what?
I went and got a haircut and my hair chopped off and I feel lighter and brighter.
You are looking an absolute picture of summer.
And
you
a spray tan. That could be something to do with it.
Buzz, this is what we need.
A spray tan, dude.
Haircuts and spray tans.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Should we do each other? Spray tan on a budget? We
yeah.
pitch a tent and give each other once
that
over. What do you reckon, Buzz?
Is happening tomorrow.
Like in a line, like the three of us, just, you know, I'll do your back, you do Carrie's, and then
three
vice versa.
No, I've had mine done, mate, by a professional. This is you two
Buzz.
Doing it each other.
Doesn't look like
Buzz,
it.
That is absolutely textbook sexual harassment, what you're
doing. Oh, right, mate.
I was just suggesting a couple of mates getting in a tent, stripping off and spraying each other, and now you're bringing that into
Sonda,
it.
Sonda, our producer, can you organise that for tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I'll spray tan you tomorrow. Oh, that'd be so fun.
Lock it
I've
in.
I've always wanted to do that. When they spray me, I'm always thinking, is it that hard? Can it be that hard? I'll give you abs too. You can spray on abs.
You mean on top of the abs?
Hey, I've got a little update on Chris. You know, on Thursday we were talking about his elbow.
Yes, we took it to the people.
Yeah, because he had a knobby bit on his elbow.
Yes.
Knobbly bit, what would you call it?
Yeah, an elbow on an elbow is how I described
yes.
it. Yeah.
Anyway, it's gone down and now his whole bottom half of his arm is just purple blue with like this crisscross pattern. So the bruise under his arm has gone into like this pattern and like it's bleaching all down into his hands.
That doesn't sound better.
No, see, I've been bugging him to go to the doctor for 6 days. He finally went today and apparently it's nothing. And he wanted to pass on to our listeners that you're all a bunch of hypochondriacs and I'm included in that. So he's fine, apparently.
That's pretty rich coming from old manky arm.
I know.
Oh, we're the ones with the issue, are we, mate? hey, as you know, because I had a Bucks do over the weekend. And
a Bucks do. You had an entire Bucks weekend.
Yes, and I've come back permanently changed.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it later in the show.
Oh, great.
What do we got up next?
We need to talk if you've named a kid after an animal. Listen up.
Really?
We need to have a chat.
Okay. Ant? Does that count?
Oh,
no,
that's
it's an
cute.
Insect.
Anthony.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking baby names, right? Because one of the greatest joys in life, I reckon, is getting to name your kid. It's one of the toughest things you have to do, too. We were talking a couple of weeks ago about how all my friends are on this trend at the moment where they're not naming their kids straight away. They're taking like a week to decide because they want to make sure it's right.
Baby blank.
baby blank. That could be a good name.
Blank.
Like blanket.
Blanket.
Michael Jackson's blanket.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where's
okay.
he now?
Michael, dead. Yeah,
no.
Sorry. Thought that was a big news story for you to
anyway,
miss.
Anyway, I always admire people that take a risk, right? Evie and Ollie, pretty traditional names, right? But I always
I
love
didn't
people.
I think Evie is that traditional. It's a
cute. It is.
Okay.
It's not out there, is it?
Is it Evelyn? What is it?
No.
It's just Evie.
I'm so careful. I was about to go, no, it's not Evelyn. And then I realised we probably have some gorgeous Evelyns listening. It's hi, if you're listening, Evelyn. No, it's just Evie.
Okay, sure.
It's just
I've got
Evie.
A sidetrack. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that a psychologist, in fact, he's a psychotherapist, which sounds even more ominous, in the UK, has come out and told parents you should not be naming your kids after animals. So there's this trend at the moment. James and Jamie and Julie Oliver have named their kids Buddy Bear. Cheryl and Liam Payne have named their kid Bear.
Bear is a cute name.
Billy Mucklaw and Andy Carroll, I'm not sure who they are, but they've named their kid Wolf 9.
Billy Mucklaw.
Is he famous?
I don't know.
His name's written in this article. I'm not sure why they would have mentioned his name if he wasn't famous.
Buzz, did you just let off a wolf sound effect?
I did,
again?
From my royalty-free sound effects.
You didn't even know that was coming up.
Got it.
Or did you
That's
just go,
incredible.
Oh.
I didn't have a bear one, though. So
and it made me think, because our producer, Sonda, yeah. is in the middle of trying, and you've got a creative name yourself, Sonda, but you're in the middle of trying to name your son.
Yes.
Who we should point out is yet to be born. He's not 14.
Yeah, exactly right.
Kicking around.
Baby blank yeah. for years. Yeah.
And you've been considering Wolf.
Wolfgang. So my husband thinks that Wolfgang McNulty is a badass name.
Wolfgang McNulty.
Yes.
Of course it's
That's
a badass
That's a mouthful.
Name.
Yeah, but that feels badass is like when you're 20. But when you're 3, Wolfgang's a lot, I think.
That's a lot to learn to spell. And when you get into like your little prep class or whatever and you have to say, my name's Wolfgang McNulty.
Yes.
That's a lot
as
for
a
their
Sonda,
little mouth to get round.
As a Sonda Georgiana Novak Booth.
What? say that again.
Sonda Georgiana, which is George and Anna. put together, which is my grandparents' name, Novak-Booth.
You know what's great about
this? This is not true.
Do you know what's great about your name?
Yeah,
you know
and
great
I can't
about
fit on
this?
Passports.
That we've worked together for a year, and this is the first time Carrie's tried to learn your name.
No, the middle name. I've known it was Sonder Novak-Booth. I get the emails 10 times a day. But George Anna.
Yeah.
Not all like Georgina, George-Anna.
Yeah, everything's made up. So Sonder was named after a mountain. George Anna's made up. Novak-Booth is both my parents' name. But I'm very aware that having a difficult or unusual name is a lifetime of spelling. And potentially feeling embarrassed and being ridiculed. And so when you are saying that you shouldn't name your kid Wolf, I think
I don't know, though. This guy reckons that, you know, the world of children is tough and there's a lot of negative memories. As a kid, you'll be ridiculed and bullied in the schoolyard. But I don't know if this guy's just too conservative. He says that, you know, he says, imagine in 25 years' time you receive an email from someone called Wolf or Bear. Before you meet them, you're already imagining what they're going to look like. They're going to look like a wolf or a bear. Are they?
That would be
Is that
funny
what you're if, thinking, that you're going to meet a bear?
Well, if you have a very hairy baby, that will make me laugh if it's called Wolf. But, what are you shortened to, Wolf or Gang?
Wolf, yeah. Okay. Not Gang. Come on, mate.
Gang's funny.
Anyway, he's saying that parents have a desire for originality, but you should choose something less on the, you know, creative side to ensure a lifetime of stability and happiness for your child.
But is he forgetting the greatest name in showbiz of all time, the famous producer of Law and Order, Dick Wolf? If that is not
Did you not know that?
Buzz, did you know that?
Yeah, I love Law and Order.
I thought what you were going to say. No,
But this is concerning me, because if we stop calling our kids with creative names, we're just going to have a schoolyard full of the, like, you know, blandest names possible.
So what do you want from people? Do you want people who have taken a risk and it's paid off? Or do you want people who have gone, oh, we should have gone plain?
No, I want people to call up if you've got a different name, right? And whether it has ruined your life or not.
Weirdest
whether
animal?
This is just a load of rubbish from a psychotherapist who doesn't know anything.
Okay, so weird names, give us a call.
Weird names. If you're named after an animal, if you're named after a household appliance, I don't know, if you're named after something.
A household appliance. Wow, we've got iron on the phone. Oh, kettle's here to let off steam.
Machine.
Worst joke I will make all day.
131060, we are looking for weird names.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking weird names. If you've named a kid, or you yourself are named after like an animal or
a mountain, like our producer Sonder.
I said a household appliance. I'm not sure we're going to find one of those. And it hasn't ruined your life, because this guy, this psychotherapist in the UK, reckons you can't call your kid crazy names or, like, you know, bear or wolf, because it's going to ruin their life. And I just think that's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
My name's Carrie. It's not that common.
Carrie
that was
common.
Named after some psycho movie. Is it common? Have you met many other Carries?
Carrie Fisher is the first one I think of. Can I think of any more? Carrie Hart, that's a guy.
Carrie.
Yep. Okay. I wish we had
Carrie Bradshaw, she's not a real person.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point is that I'm all right.
Is that the whole point of this? All right, Buzz, to another song. Let's crack this case.
Well, Buzz is called Buzz and he's all right.
So weird names we're talking. Jason's not a weird name. Have you got one for us, though?
I do. My daughter's name's Vader Lord.
Oh. I mean, firstly, you're a legend.
Absolutely. Vader Lord. How old's your daughter?
She's three right now.
Three.
Did you pick the name, and when it came out and was a girl and not a boy, you went, bugger it, we're going with the name anyway?
No, the wife got to choose the firstborn's name, and we found out it was going to be a girl, so I got to choose the secondborn's name, so I called it Vader because I love Star Wars, and I got the best last name for it, so.
Oh, Lord is actually your last name?
Lord is actually my last name. So, when
so
it comes
what
up,
happens
when
if...
Oh, my gosh, so when she gets a library book, it's Lord Vader. Yes, oh, the best.
Right. All her school books and all that have Lord Vader written on it, so.
Has she got a nickname?
Oh, we just call her Vades, but she's all right.
I mean, do you think, you know, teenage girls are fickle. Do you think she'll go, thanks, Dad, I'm really appreciating the name Vader when I'm a teenage girl?
Well, we thought about that, and there's the girl from My Girl, the old movie called My Girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a Vader in that, so I figured if, you know, she didn't want it to be more Star Wars related, she could just blame it on that.
Jace, you're an absolute ripper.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yep. Sheree, get back to us in maybe 20 years' time and let us know how she's going, and then we'll see if it has ruined her life, because I say, I bet you it hasn't.
Mm.
And especially with parents like that. She's got, like, the world's her oyster.
Careers will be ruined by then, so you'll have to track us down just around the streets, basically. I'll be wearing no pants, screaming things.
Oh, we've got a Wolfgang calling up. Katrina, you've named your son Wolfgang, is that right?
Yeah, and he's 10 now, and he gets Wolfie. That's his nickname.
Oh, so cute.
Awesome.
See, Sonda, our producer, is worried. She was telling us in the break, because she was wanting to call her kid Wolfgang, but was worried because she's also got a dog called Tiger, and she's worried if the park she's calling out Tiger, Wolf, that everyone will just think she's got a lot of animals at the park. Can you reassure her that's fine?
No, it's cute. My husband's Austrian of heritage, so it's a very traditional name. It's a very strong name. Yeah, we loved it, so we've never had any issues with it.
Is he like a, what's the word I'm looking for, like a different kid, like a kid that's like really creative, or like he suits a wolf, or is he really sort of middle of the road? It could be just, you know, quite a straight name to suit him.
No, he's very creative.
Yeah.
And does he get a discount at Wolfgang Puck's?
What's Wolfgang Puck's?
Oh, we haven't tried that yet. Good idea.
What's that?
The restaurant.
I've never heard of that. Wolfgang Puck's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. We're learning things here.
We should go there for dinner.
No.
Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food, and of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Have you watched any of The Voice Germany?
Yeah, I am an avid fan. Which bit specifically?
Okay, well, you might remember then this amazing audition that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Pretty good, yeah? You'd turn for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, it sounds, yes.
It sounds like Rita Ora, doesn't it?
It sounds exactly like Rita Ora.
Funny that, because it is Rita Ora. So she snuck in as a contestant.
That's a show I'd watch. Who did she sneak in inside of?
She snuck
what a trick. He pulled Rita Ora out of himself.
Contestant during the Voice Blind auditions in Germany. But here's the catch. None of the judges recognised her. So they turned around and started asking her about herself. And this is how it went down.
It sounded almost like the original.
It did?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Okay, my name is Rita Ora. Okay, you're kidding us. Just let me know, are you a double or...
A double?
No, I'm not a double, it's really me. I thought I'd come over here to crash the blind audience.
So
how could you not know? It looks like her, it sounds like her. It was so weird.
Here's the thing, I think they do know.
What do you mean?
This is Germans attempting humour, and so those questions...
But why would they say... What?
Like when he says, can you just play the first bit of that? Listen to this gorgeous attempt at a German joke. Just that first bit of that buzz.
It sounded...
Okay, that wasn't enough
no,
to really
did
give
ask
us...
for the first bit.
Wasn't enough to really give us the...
That joke was, I get it now. I get it. That makes perfect sense.
No, here it is.
The original.
It did.
Yes.
You know where he goes, it sounds almost exactly like the original. I thought he had a little glint in his eyes of like, oh, because it is.
But you're not a double.
You're not a double.
From one great singer to another, Eminem, right? Well, is he a great singer or not? Because he's copped the wrath, the wrath. However you say it, people say it differently in this world.
I say wrath.
See, I think it's the wrath of the Twittersverse after performing on Saturday Night Live. So he did this medley. He's 45 now, and he did this medley that had a bit of Walk on Water.
Don't bring his age into it.
No, I have to bring his age into it because this is what people are talking about.
Okay, and Rita Ora's age into it?
Because that wasn't part of the story.
Okay.
Including a bit of Love the Way You Lie. So here's a little bit of the bit that people were saying, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have caught them.
Now, I don't know. I'm not a rap expert. It kind of sounds like the song, if it's the one I'm thinking of, the one with
Dido.
With Dido.
Which he had. I watched that whole thing because the first thing I read was that, it was shocking. And then I watched the whole thing. I thought it was amazing.
Well, people are saying he's done a time machine and he's like a washed up old guy. Eminem sucks so bad. Sounds like he's spitting every time he talks. Just retire into the trailer park. You're hashtag nothing anymore. I mean, says people sitting on their couch at home who are probably doing nothing with their lives. But if you are also thinking, driving along, you listen to that and you're like, that's terrible. This is the original. Have a listen and see if you think it really was that bad. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager and my home phone at the bottom. I mean, much the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. I watched it and I thought, there must be something bad coming. And I was like, no, that'll be sad.
But it wasn't even just a couple of bad comments. It was heaps and heaps and heaps. You know how sometimes stories are made out of nothing, like two comments on Twitter? There was just one after the other after the other.
It is just because he's over 40, right?
Can he still rap it? Like, do you have an issue with the fact that he's still going at 45 as a rapper?
To be honest, when he did that Donald Trump rap, the first thing I did think was, why is Dad hanging out in the car park? Like, it does look weird with chains and stuff on. And it's like,
so maybe he needs to mature. Can you be an older rapper? Like, can he change his gear up?
What, wear just something start different? Doing a bit of bingo gear or something like that?
I don't know,
like
start doing like a mono on his wheelchair or something. Just really, like, you know.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
A 45 in a wheelchair. You've really pushed him into the geriatric category quickly.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. New Mount Franklin lightly sparkling water in a can. Crack one open today.
Feeling flat this summer?
Lightly sparkle up your life with Carrie and Tommy.
That's right. If you want to lightly sparkle up your life, all you got to do is register at hit.com.au.
Oh, this is joyous. This makes me happy. We're asking you to write to us and tell us why you're feeling flat about summer. Yep.
You might have missed out on concert tickets.
Maybe your friends that were going to the beach for a weekend, but you can't afford to go. We want you to tell us why you're feeling flat, and we're going to add a bit of sparkle to your life.
Who have we got?
We've got Jackie on the line from Perth. Jackie, how are you going?
Hi, guys. I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, good. You don't sound too flat. Why are you feeling flat about summer?
Well, I've been feeling flat about summer because my partner and I, we've lived in our house for 7 years and we didn't get any landscaping or anything like that. So we've basically busted our butts for the last few years trying to get stuff done. And we finally finished our garden, but we just haven't been able to afford, a barbecue, an outdoor setting, just something to invite your friends and family over.
I don't think you can have summer without a barbecue.
No, you can't just have a patch of grass and a bit of a deck.
Well, that's what I thought, you know. So it would be really great, you know, to get everybody together because I feel like that's what summer's all about, you know, being with your friends and family.
Hey, Jackie, do you want the good news?
Yes, please.
We've got you a barbecue cover.
Can I have a barbecue with it?
It does come with a barbecue. You've got your own Beefmaster 4-burner on cart with side burner barbecue. We've also got
an outdoor setting as well. So
you're
cheering! Eat your barbecue food.
Mm. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Have an absolute.
You better have us around, Jackie.
Yeah, if you're going to come over to Perth, you're more than welcome.
I'll give you a call if I'm coming home and we'll have a barbecue together.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, guys.
Have a happy summer.
There we go. If you want to lightly sparkle up your life, you can do so with Carrie and Tommy. Register at hit.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bet you were partying to that on the weekend. Your 3-day-long epic Bucks party you're at.
It was a very big Bucks bender, I think you would call it. And just lads, boys. And we're out and about, and there were a few folks there that I hadn't met before.
Oh.
It was not in my hometown, mm-hmm. and it's one of my best mates now, but he's got a lot of old mates that I haven't met before. We all go out in the town on Friday night.
So you were trying to show them the best side of Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do boys do when they're wanting to be absolute legends?
How long do we have for this segment? I've got a list of things that they do. In fact, now that I've been out with you in LA, the first thing you do is you go around and you hit people in the head with your hand, which becomes really annoying.
No, I've stopped doing that. I decided after a while and we were into the night, hey, should we get tattoos?
Oh.
Not a bad
a
idea,
group
right?
One. Well, all of you with a bunch of guys you don't know.
It wasn't actually. The first thing was, there was a guy there that I'd never met before, and he was there with his dad. And him and his dad said, they were like, oh, because his dad didn't have a tattoo, right? And his dad was, and I was like, you got to get a tattoo. Let's all get tattoos. Great. Anyway, we go around and that night, no tattoo shops are open. Right? Fantastic.
So the dad's going, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, fantastic. I also think the next morning, I think, oh, I got away with that. Phew.
Yeah.
And then we go to lunch. We have a big, long lunch the next day. And then I feel, just at the end of the lunch, I just feel this hand on the back of my shirt. And I thought, that's quite a strong force that's pulling me back. And I look up and it's the dad.
Oh.
And he goes, tattoo time!
Oh, I love this man.
And so me, his son, it's weird now that I'm involved. Now that I think about it more, it's weird that
I'm involved. So it was a father and son experience involving Tommy.
It was a father and son matching tattoo experience, and then I was just there as well.
Okay. So this explains why in the middle of the night on Saturday night you sent me a picture and I couldn't work out what it was. It was just your bare legs with socks on, with a man with gloves on leaning over, and I didn't know what was going on.
Well, that was because you sent me a message that said, send nudes ASAP.
Don't ever send that to a girl. It's not going to turn anybody on. Okay, so because there is a picture next to it. Is this the picture you were getting?
So do you remember that game where you make like a circle with your, you know, when it's like when things are okay and you make a circle with your
like
thumb
the emoji,
and your forefinger?
The A-OK emoji.
Yeah, the
A-OK.
Yeah. Do you remember the game when you were in school and if you could make that circle below your waist and get someone to look at it, you got to punch them? You remember that awesome game? Yeah, Son, you remember it, right?
No, Buzz, that game that no one plays.
All over Facebook at the moment.
And you do things like you go, oh, look, I think your shoelace is undone, but then when they look down, you have the circle in front of their thing and then you get to punch them. And
that's not a game. You've
somebody
just made
in my pocket?
That up.
No, no, it was totally a game. And then if they could poke their finger through the circle before you got rid of the circle, they got to punch you twice. One of the greatest games of all time. Anyway, so we decided... Well, that game is hilarious.
So you got the emoji. You got an emoji on your leg.
It's not an emoji.
It is an emoji. That is an emoji. It's an A-OK emoji. I send that to people all the time when I want to say, yes, cool, I'll be there.
It is a hilarious game from school that we just want to relive for
Where
the rest
did you get it?
Lives.
That's why it looks like your upper thigh or something.
Right there on the upper thigh.
Oh. Wow. It's a bit, you've got no other tats around it. It looks a bit weird.
And the hand's kind of chubby too. I'm really not sure about it.
The thumb is so much shorter than the other fingers.
But you know what's
good
about
it? Did you go to your normal tat guy? Ow, why are you punching me?
Now the game works. You looked at it, you idiot. Got her, Buzz.
Yes. You're so annoying. What did the dad get?
We all got the same
you
tattoo.
You did it. You made the dad his first tattoo and that's what he got.
We all got the same tattoo.
Oh, you're never being invited back to any of those family occasions ever again.
I'm going to see him at the wedding.
Did he like it? Is he happy with it?
You know what's great about it now? When we see each other, we don't shake hands. We bump knees and bump our little, bump our little hand tats together.
You're a bad influence. I can't believe you're going to tat. Is that why? I saw a picture from the project last night. You talking to the audience with your pants down.
No, that wasn't about the tat. Just ran out of jokes. Here's what I want to know. What's the best thing, 131060, what's the best thing that's ever happened at a Buxton? Sonder, our producer, tried to make it what's the worst thing.
Oh, no, we know those stories. Not, we don't want those.
You don't want the worst things?
No, that'll end up back alley stuff. We want, like, we want good stuff.
What parties are you going to?
I've never been to a Buxton, but I'm assuming that's what happens. best thing. But that's terrible what you've got. That should be what's the worst thing.
Okay, so let's do what's the best worst thing that's 13, ever 10, 60. Happened at a Buxton.
One of you crashed a father... son event.
Oh, no, that'll be...
Let's say he calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're just talking sick tats and legendary life choices.
That happen at Bucks Nights because you got a tat. It's in the weirdest position. It's like the A-OK emoji that you send.
It's just a really cool game that you don't get.
But all you can see when you wear your shorts now is fingers creeping out of your shorts. It's so weird. It's like you got your hands down your pants.
Anyway, we're talking the best worst thing to ever happen at a Bucks do.
We've got David on the line. David, how hectic did your Bucks do get?
Good. We were meant to have a quiet golf game and we ended up being arrested and getting $9,000 fines worth for damages.
What happened?
We got drunk on the golf course and ended up playing crash-up derbies with the golf cart.
So funny at the time. Oh,
but also, what a fun group of boys. Like, that sounds like the boys I'd want to party with. So $9,000 worth of damages. Any criminal charges, Dave?
The malicious damage and destruction of public private property.
And have you got any sick matching tats with your mates?
No.
Okay, well, there's still time to join the club.
I can't believe you convinced the father to get the AOK tat in the same spot as well, as so you've all got them on your upper thigh.
There was no convincing. He grabbed me the next day.
It's so weird.
You're getting weird and awesome confused. No. let's go to Vicky. Vicky, what was the best worst thing that happened at the Buxton?
Well, we got my friend's brother and we stripped him butt naked and left him in the middle of a roundabout.
Did you, Vic?
Okay, yeah. Hold on. So you were at a Buxton, Vic. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because what we did is the girls took the guy out and the guys took the girl out just for something different, which was just like our group. And we just got a bit cheeky and decided, well, we'll get him loaded up with a heap of shots. And we took him to the roundabout, which was a big one in the middle of, at that stage, was called Dural. And we left him there butt naked, tied to the telegraph pole in the middle.
You know what?
Tied to a telegraph pole.
Because the dude would have thought, well, I'm just going out with the girls. It'll be nothing too wild.
A bit of a high tea somewhere, some scones.
And so. Oh, this will be pretty sedate. You know, I'm going out with the girls. And it turned out to be a pretty wild night for him. He didn't get home till about 9:30, 10 o'clock the next morning under police escort.
Oh, thanks, Vic. We've got a lot more that we can't get to.
We run out of time.
They're all the back alley stories I was telling you about.
We got Glenn. Hey,
okay,
Glenn.
Quick one from Glenn.
Glenn, best worst thing that happened at a Bucks do?
I was at a mate's Bucks show in Perth, and I'm from Newcastle. I was the last one left standing, and unfortunately one of the boys took my wallet. I then had to walk 26 kilometres back to wherever the hotel was. I don't remember the name of the bloody suburb, to be honest, but I got back at 4 in the morning, was actually supposed to help set up the wedding the next day, and spent all day walking like John Wayne with the chase.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That's the show for today. Thanks for coming on the ride, peeps. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
And if you want to see
happier than that.
Come on, mate.
Be getting people back.
I feel like we've peaked.
See you tomorrow.
To be honest, if you missed today's show, it is downhill from here.
All right. Hamish Nanny, you're next.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.